This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, this is Nikki from St. Louis calling again. I wanted to call back and try to tell the story over again because I left some parts out. So if you can just disregard that first one. So I was 15 and we moved into a two-family apartment building. And we had been moving around St. Louis for a while. We moved into this two-family apartment building, and my grandmother, uncle, and aunt lived upstairs on the second floor, and we moved underneath them. And the first day was really, really rough. We had been moving stuff all day, but I couldn't sleep because I felt like someone was watching me. I told my mom, and she said it's a new place, so that's probably why you feel that way. But for weeks after that, I continued to feel nervous, like someone was watching me. And I guess it was about 3 weeks after we moved in, me and my mom and my younger sister were standing in the hallway, just discussing what we had to do that day or where we were going, when I felt somebody behind me, and I felt like that was my older sister. And so I turned around, and I was face to face with this tall, black, shadowy figure. And I screamed like I've never screamed before. And my mom, and it took off. It ran into the wall and just disappeared. And I'm a sensitive, and I've seen things before, but nothing ever like this. And my mom and my sister were yelling, "What's wrong with you? What's wrong?" And I said, "I just saw this big black shadow thing. I can't believe you didn't see it. It was standing right here behind me, and I turned around, and there it was." And neither one of them saw it, and I just couldn't stop talking about it. The second time I saw it, I guess, was a couple days later. We were all in the living room watching TV, and I just got this really weird feeling over me, like it's watching me right now. And I turned, and sure enough, it was standing in my bedroom doorway, just staring and listening. And I just always got this feeling of it being really curious as to what was going on in our house. So for a couple years after that, I would see it all the time. No one else would. One night, I even woke up in the middle of the night, and it was floating over the top of me. And that was like the scariest encounter that I had with it. Even the first encounter, I thought nothing could beat that. But when I woke up and it was hovering over the top of me, and I gasped, and it just took off. And then I guess it was a couple years later, I was in my older sister's room, and we decided we were going to walk to the store. So I went through my mom's bedroom to get to my bedroom. There's two doors to my room. One through my mom's bedroom and one that leads to the kitchen. And instead of going up the hallway through the kitchen to get to my room, I went through my mom's room to get to my room. And as soon as I walked in, I looked into the kitchen when I was picking up my shoes, and I saw it standing there at the head of the hallway just looking down, and that was exactly where I just came from. And I was able to hold it in. I was able not to gasp and let it know that I could see it. And I was just staring at it, and I just wanted to get a long, good stare at it to maybe figure out something, but I didn't get to stare at it long. It just looked like a human figure. It was really big human figure, tall. I couldn't see any eyes, but I know it had eyes. It had to. It was always like there, and I could feel it watching me. But I didn't get to look at it long because my older sister screamed, and it took off into the wall by the basement door. And I walked over to where it was, and I looked down the hallway, and I saw my sister. She was just shaking, scared. And I said, "You saw it, didn't you?" And she said, "What was that?" And I said, "I don't know. I've been seeing this for years. I have no idea what it is." And I was just so happy that somebody else finally saw it. But nobody ever saw it after that. I never saw it anymore. I don't know if it was still watching me. I don't know if it was around anymore after that, but no one else ever saw it. I was just happy that, I wasn't the only one that was seeing it. Because, I mean, I am a sensitive, but I haven't seen anything like that before. It bothered me a lot that I didn't know what it was or what it wanted. Anyway, years later, I have 3 kids, and I told my oldest daughter about the experience that I had in that house. And this was quite a few years later, after I told her that story, that she was actually 14 or 15 when that happened. She came and told me, "Mom, I caught that thing on camera," and this isn't a whole different house. And she showed me, because she was laying on her bed rehearsing her vocals, and she takes music lessons, so she was just recording herself singing, and then she was going to play it back to see how she sounded. And she said when she did that, she noticed something behind her, which behind her was her bedroom door and her closet. And you can kind of see the shadow underneath the door, and it kind of slinks under the door, stands up. It stands there for a few seconds and watches her sing or listens to her, and then it just casually walks into the closet like it was something normal for it to do all the time. A lot of things did happen in that house, paranormal. But that was the first and only time anybody had seen that shadow figure in our new house. And we've bought another house since then, and lots of things have gone on here too. And I have lots of stories, and I'll call in at some other time and tell you some more. But thank you for listening to my story. I am an EPP, and I love your show. Thank you. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.